Well, good morning, everybody. I wanted to begin with something practical, and that concerns some of us, maybe not a whole bunch, but you know, this is a PYX. It's P-Y-X. It's like a mini tabernacle. And a PYX is used to take Holy Communion, which is Jesus, to the homebound members of our parish. And the Archdiocese Office of Worship recently reminded us of some things that we needed to be reminded of, all of us parishes and priests, and also offered some new guidance. And so we have a few new practices here. I just wanted to explain them, and they are all listed in the bulletin. But the first thing is that a PYX must be metal only, which is kind of difficult because, for example, this is a PYX that you can buy online from a Catholic company, and it's not allowed because it's lined with plastic. And the directives of the church are very clear that it must be sacred metal because it is a tabernacle, just as we wouldn't have a tabernacle built out of plastic or ceramic or anything like that. We also would want our PYXes to be precious metals because why? It is important to put our Lord into a holy, holy thing. This gives you the exact quotes out of the doctrine. The reminder is that only commissioned extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion can take our Lord to a homebound member, whether that's a member of the family or anybody else. If you're not commissioned and you would like to take Holy Communion to a loved one, that's great. We'll commission you. But there's training that goes with that, and there's promises that go with that. It's not just like willy-nilly anybody can take our Lord, you know, anywhere, because this is Jesus. By the way, this is an example of a PYX that meets the criteria. It is completely precious metal. Okay? Very nice, and it has a nice thing on the top. But anyway, the other piece is that we have to go directly there. So let's say that I am taking Holy Communion after Mass to somebody at Ashford Place. I would want to go right there and not go to lunch first, you know, and leave Jesus in the cup holder of the car or something. You know, we go right to the destination, the homebound person, and give them Holy Communion. The other piece, of course, and nobody does this, but you would never ever want to ever leave a host in here. One time it happened that somebody, you know, sometimes loved ones pass away and people who have sadly, very sadly, fallen from the church, they say, here's all my mom's old stuff. She was a devout Catholic and I don't want it. So we go through it. Well, one time I found hosts in a PYX that looked like it was 40, 50 years old. And so we never, like, let's say I take communion to three people who are homebound, but then I go there and one of them is not available. Maybe they're out, you know, somewhere else, whatever. Then I've got three hosts, but only two people to see. I could do a few things. I could, if I know that ahead, like, I could give one person two hosts, or I could come right back to church with the extra host, or if the church is locked, I can reverently receive that host as a last sort of resort, as a last option. You would reverently receive the host. You would not leave the host in the PYX. The other piece is that the Office of Worship reminded that we should be purifying our PYXes, which would be to say, to put a little bit of water in there and make sure that, and then you could just, but you got to be careful on that because you can't dry it with like a Kleenex or something. You just want to let it dry naturally. But most of them are designed in such a way that that could happen. The biggest thing that will change for us is that no longer can anybody receive, excuse me, a host in a PYX in the communion line. This starts next week. Okay, so it will normal things today. But if what's going to happen is we have these laminated sheets, both St. Joseph and St. Vincent, and there's like a box for one, a box for two, a box for three, and this will be on the side of the altar. So if I need one host for a loved one, I would go before Mass, it's all in the bulletin, go before Mass and put it in the one section. So that way, after consecration, if it's me or if it's Father Paul or another priest, we'll place the host in there, leave here on the altar. Then, after Mass, you would go to the altar and you would take your picks with, now that the priest has put Jesus in there, you would reverently carry like this, not putting him in our pocket or anything. We go reverently, we would hold him like this and we would go to our car. And as it even says here, we wouldn't want to even listen to the radio and things like this. This is a prayerful moment. The Lord is with you in the car. And so we reverently reverence that, and we go right to our destination and give our Lord to the person. So if there's any questions about that, and if your picks doesn't meet the criteria, we ordered 12 new ones so that we could replace any picks that maybe doesn't meet the requirements. Maybe it's like this one that's got the plastic in it, which some of our own didn't meet the requirements. So just to let you know about that. People may say, well, why, that seems like a lot of just like... No, we have to be very reverent with the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is the most important thing ever, 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 ever. And all this sort of leads to kind of what I was thinking about on for the sermon. The first reading today, listen to this. I love it. It says that God says, no longer will this people be forsaken, desolate, or abandoned. And I was thinking about how like obviously, and Jesus in our gospel is like filling the jugs with wine, and he's turned the water into wine, and he just and how God, I like to, one of my little things that I do when I can't sleep is I watch these YouTube things of abandoned buildings. And I don't know what's weird, but I just kind of find that it's kind of funny to look at like old malls and things that are completely abandoned, and yet somehow people are in there and they're taking videos, and you're like looking at these huge places, and they're all abandoned. And this is what happened. When mankind fell, Adam and Eve, when they fell, they kicked God out and became empty. And they became empty, abandoned. Because they said, we don't need you, God. We'll be God. They fell for the lie of the enemy. Okay? And they kick God out and they become empty vessels, like empty pyxes. You know? They become empty. And yet God comes and he says, I'm going to send a savior and you're not going to be abandoned or forsaken or desolate anymore. You're going to be my spouse. I will be with you. You'll be in me, I'll be in you, we'll be together, and we will convive here, and your life will be caught up in my life. And Jesus, how often, remember in the scriptures, like, remember the centurion? We say his words at Mass, right out of the scripture. He says, Lord, I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof. Remember Zacchaeus? And Jesus comes, and Jesus says, I'm going to your house. I'm going to come and I'm going to fill your house. I will, with my presence, with the very divine life, I'm coming in there. And how often Jesus, by his presence in the scripture, comes to fill. I've been reading Job. I'm doing the year Bible in a year thing, and how often the word empty is used there. And Job is like, I'm losing everything, and my spirit is empty, Lord. And how many sometimes of us have had those moments of like being empty? We're being empty, and we're feeling like an abandoned, even worse than an old abandoned building, like we're an abandoned soul. But God, through the sacraments, he comes in and he says, you're not going to be abandoned or empty or desolate or forsaken anymore. I will marry you. I will be with you with my life in you. And I will rejoice in you. You will rejoice in me. And we will be together. And that's what happens on earth through the sacraments. We become filled with the very presence of God, and then filled with the presence of God starting at baptism, but also in our every Holy Communion, our every confession, our every confirmation. We are filled and filled and filled and filled some more, so that we'll never be empty pyxes, so that we will be we will, if we take this care of, good care of pixies, imagine how much better care we better take of our bodies, our souls. St. Anthony of Padua, he said, the life of the body is the soul, and the life of the soul is God. And he is the one who fills our souls and gives them life here and hereafter. And that was foreshadowed even in this first miracle of Jesus in the wedding at Cana. Wow. Praise God. Let's ask the Lord to help us always live accordingly to his divine life within us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.